Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, this happens all the time now. I will literally just wake up at 3 a.m., write down notes, wake up in the morning, type it into a search engine, and there is a huge story that was no one knew about. And I literally, you guys all saw it in the break. I ran around saying, Harry Reid, he's behind it. I called Watson. I said, Harry Reid's behind it. He's like, well, what do you mean? I go, look it up. I just know he is. And then it's Bundy and the Chi-Coms and that land, and they list Bundy. And Kit Daniels is going to get the article up in the next 15 minutes. It'll be on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. If you go to DrudgeReport.com, they've got heavily armed feds surround Nevada Ranch. County commissioner says they better get body bags for the supporters. We'll update that article, too, so that either way it gets out to folks. We appreciate Drudge linking to us so much. But let's go to David Knight out at the Bundy Ranch to get any new developments. I don't know if you've been hearing while you've been on Skype while I've been ranting the last 15 minutes, but do you understand it was hiding in plain view in AP, Reuters, everywhere? But we have the documents that BLM removed off their site. It's all confirmed. The Chinese government and Harry Reid together in business. Talk about how infiltrated we are to take the land. It's all confirmed. Wait till it comes out that Harry Reid with the Chinese government, he's already in bribery scandals and everything else. I mean, this guy is such a mole enemy. I mean, my God, this country is in so much trouble. David Knight, have you heard the devastating news?
Yes, I did, Alex. And actually, Neil Korns is not just an official at the BLM. He is the head of the BLM. He's the guy who formerly worked for Harry Reid. Now, we've got a lot of media here. Look at this. We've got now CNN is right underneath the big poles that they erected a couple of days. The helicopter that's here in the background, that's Fox News. I think it's Sean Hannity's crew or something. So now the mainstream media is here. We've kind of got, I guess, the media empire is striking back. And so the question is, how are they going to spend this issue here? And there's a lot of
issues. There's no way. The communist Chinese government and Harry Reid listing Bundy and how he's got to be off the land by 2014. All of this for 2 years in dozens of publications. But now it's blown up. They covered it up. It's sensational. Notice, of course, obviously Fox and all them know this.
That's correct.
And we're all hoping, CNN, that we didn't pick up on it. But just like we forced everyone to cover this with Drudge, now we're going to force this again. That's our key role. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. That's what's behind it. That's what's underlying it. It's this corporate fascism. But how does this look on the ground? Look at these pictures that I've got here. They put these up. These are the Bundy kids. This is his son, Ammon. These three pictures, four pictures here. This is when he was tasered. You can see the neck here. It was swollen up like a bee sting.
It's more like a vampire attack.
You can see him bleeding through his... Yeah, you see...
Was Harry Reid and Nosferatu getting to the window at night?
You can see him bleeding through his shirt here. This is another brother, Dave Bundy, down here. He was the one who was arrested the night before and thrown to the ground. They eventually let him go. And then this is the aunt that they attacked from behind and through the ground. I've been told, I haven't confirmed that with her, that she could not get any local doctors to document her injury. She had to go elsewhere. So this is what it looks like, Alex. His real wealth, he's a small businessman. He's trying to keep this family business, this family farm that's been there for generations in the family, keep it going. This is what he's fighting for. This is his real wealth, is his family here.
But the communist Chinese want it with Harry Reid.
That's right. Look at this. You were just talking to John McAfee. This is what you don't see when they listen to all your internet stuff. But this is what's really going on. This is behind all the NSA snooping and spying. You've got a militarized presence that is there. This is just right out of the Bundy Ranch. You can see they've got their sign there, and in the background, these are the guys standing on the hills, this militarized, and they're not law enforcement. It's BLM. And then here's some more pictures that they put up. So they put up this board here to show people, to show the media what's happening here. And we have to keep on top of this because this is the story of the people here on the ground that are fighting for their life, for their livelihood.
But, I mean, what's incredible is it's known that Harry Reid and the Chinese government are going after this land. Bundy's in the documents. And then that's not been discussed anywhere for 2 years, and we're blowing it wide open right now with the documents that nobody has that list Bundy, that he has to be removed, the last guy standing. And now paramilitary forces, the back of Harry Reid and the Chi-Coms, and those BLM, look at those men, women, and children with pure hate. They are trained well to destroy America. Stay there. We're going to come right back to David Knight. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
My crew is literally just saying, this is too sensational. This is unbelievable. Let me quantify this for you. For 2+ hours, Kit Daniels has been doing research on this when I said I smell Harry Reid involved in this. And compiling AP, Reuters, Breitbart, CNN, New American Magazine, WorldNet Daily, all about how a weird deal with the Chinese government and Harry Reid and his son, Harry Reid making money off of it. We're going to show you a mainstream news article that shows where the wind farm and solar farm begins is on their ranch, the 600,000 acres. That's the county. That's it right there bordering Arizona. And then we discovered by doing searches, BLM documents that are on Google's Wayback Machine, but removed from BLM, but confirmed by Google to be where they said Bundy's the last one. He's got to be removed. Nothing to do with the tortoise. None of it. In fact, the BLM's going around killing all the tortoises. That came out a year ago. So let's go back to the map. We'll blow that up. Now you're saying, okay, well, this is in the news 2 years ago. What's the big deal? Because Fox News, CNN, that are all there, right on time the militia shows up, you know, as the media shows up, so they can all make it about that. Again, I'm not demonizing the militia. I'm just saying a lot of militias are really federal front groups that's come out before, and I'm sure these are good militias. We'll see if they provocateur or how the story changes. Because the media all just arrived, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, you know, antenna trucks, helicopters, it's all arriving. And I believe me, they're not going to want it to come out that Harry Reid and the communist Chinese are involved, because Republicans have been bought out by the Chinese government as well. They dictate what Hollywood movies can have now. And so now the media shows up. Wright is entering the stage. The whole world's a stage. Each of his players upon it. William Shakespeare enters all the militia groups. And some of them, I'm sure, are good. Some of them, we've done a little research, and, well, it'll all come out. The point is they want to make it all about a standoff and a war. Instead, the issue is, I said, you know, I bet Harry Reid's involved. He runs everything in Nevada, and he's super corrupt, and he's always involved in scams, and he's involved in all these bribery scams and payoff scams right now, and Attorney General's protecting him. I want to search Harry Reid, because Democrats are making threatening comments in the area, and they all look really angry. And I've only seen threatening comments before when there's a land scam, and they usually cut locals in on it. And I said, Harry Reid, nothing happens in Nevada unless Harry Reid gets a slice of it. Well, we literally found hundreds of articles. If you type in Harry Reid, solar farm, Chinese, mainstream news, where they're all questioning it in 2012, his involvement in all this, because that was so unseemly. Now, it is the ranch that this guy's got grazing rights to, and the BLM has been told, you do whatever you want to those people. You keep them off, get the cows dead, destroy their water, get the tortoises out of there, it's ours. And then the media, I guarantee you CNN and all them knew this, they're CIA. They have been sent in there to make this about shootouts and the militia. I'll guarantee you, that's going to be what they're going to go with. You watch tonight. Fox is going to do it, too, because they're all sold out to the Chinese and the Saudi Arabians and the rest of it. And they're going to go in there and make it about land rights, but only on the surface. While the big issue is, right in the middle of this, is the Chinese government and Harry Reid. We are breaking in 10 minutes the documents, the links, Kit Daniels' article. It's a rush job. We're going to be adding more. We're going to link to it with updates. Watson, be ready to update your article and link to it, the one that's linked on Drudge. County Commissioner says Bundy supporters better have funeral plans. We're going to update that article. There it is, National Journal. Go back to that National Journal for me. How Harry Reid delivered a 235-mile-long power line to Nevada. The Senate Majority Leader's political influence helped get a 235-mile transmission line for renewable energy built across Nevada, with the Chinese government financing it, and it's on Cliven Bundy's ranch. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the rest of the story, and that's what this is all about. And we got the documents where they mention running him out, and now they're there running him out. They tried to buy him out, and they couldn't do it. This is incredible. It's all Obama and all these energy deals where they insiders get the money. Bunch of insiders get the money off the wind farm in West Texas. I'm not against these energy programs, but half these windmills don't even turn. It's just a scam. Man, Harry Reid is a piece of trash. No wonder he wants our guns. He's a criminal that's robbing America. He wants the people he's robbing disarmed. Robbers tie you down, folks. Now let's go to the Bundy Ranch. My head is spinning to see listening devices, cameras, snipers on the hill trained on people. And it's also the communist Chinese government can steal ranch land from Americans so Harry Reid can get a big fat slice of money. I'm just reeling right now. This is about to break. How big do you think this is? And will they sweep it under the rug, David Knight?
Well, this is huge, Alex. The research that Kit Daniels has found linking Harry Reid to the Bundy Ranch is just amazing. We've had linkage before. And the fact that his former staff member is now the head of BLM, but the fact that they tie it to this particular ranch, and we understand now what's behind it, the Chinese connections for this solar farm that they're going to put out here, that's amazing. But this operates at a lot of different levels. And, of course, at one level, it's what are they going to do on the ground? Are they going to defend the people? Do we have a law enforcement agency here, a sheriff's department that's going to defend the people to do what they're supposed to do? There's going to be
a they line up with Chinese soldiers and bayonet citizens, guaranteed. They'll do anything they're told.
That's right. We're going to, right after we finish with this report, we're going to go into Vegas. There's going to be a demonstration at the sheriff's office that's at Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department on 400 South Martin Luther King Boulevard in Las Vegas. And, of course, there's a lot of people that have gotten the news to go out and to protest the sheriff, at least shame him for not doing his duty, for not protecting the citizens here from outright theft of cattle, And then it will be the theft of their land and the brutalization of the Bundy family that we've seen.
I wish we had two teams out there, because if you go to that, they assault people every evening there. I want to catch that on tape.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to be back after the demonstration, but I don't know. We'll take your guidance and see what you think is more important for us to either be here.
I don't know. I don't know. What do you think? You're the guy on the ground there. It's just that...
I think there's going to be a lot of people there, but of course there's a lot of stuff happening here. We also have some out-of-state representatives who understand the constitutional issues involved here that are going to be coming and speaking. We have a stage that's being set up back here in the back, a makeshift stage, and so they're going to be coming in here tonight. There's going to be a lot of activities here. It's going to be a lot more like a media circus than it's been the next couple of days.
What else has been going on while I've been hyperventilating?
Well, basically, as I pointed out before, in as we first started, the big media has really moved in. We got CNN planted themselves right underneath the metal structures. They erected these flagpoles that you see out here just a couple of days ago. They bolted them to some concrete, and they've got some banners up there. They took one of them down to do some repair, or either take it to the demonstration that's going on in Las Vegas. And so now we see the national media is actually boots on the ground here. We also see Fox News is coming in with their helicopter. They were circling around and around and around, so I don't know what's going on with that. But we broke this story. Paul Joseph Watson broke it on Monday. That's when it became a national story, when Drudge picked that up. And they still don't have the story. They still don't get the understanding that this is about rights, and certainly they don't have the information that you just broke about the connection with Harry Reid and the Chinese and the documents scoping out the Bundy Ranch in advance.
Premeditated,
yes.
Foreign takeover with a traitor. Sensational.
That's right. That's right.
Just simply sensational. It just never ends. This is like a James Bond movie, how evil these people are. I mean, of course, James Bond books were written by Ian Fleming. It was in the OSS, so it's based on a lot of real scenarios. You know, the one they made a few years ago, not the last one, the one before last, is about shutting the water off to take over the country. That was based on a true story from just a decade ago. I mean, it's just so criminal how they don't build anything. They just seize and scam assets all day.
Yes. They want to turn everyone into renters. They don't want anybody to own anything. They want to move everybody off the land, whether it's this land, then it'll be the suburbs. They want to move everybody into small areas in the city under Agenda 21. And, of course, they want to take all of our rights, whether it is grazing rights and water rights this family has had for over a century, about 140 years, whether they want to steal that or whether they want to steal your property rights, whether they want to steal your privacy. Everything is up for grabs. They're taking everything. And the question is, how do we get these people under control? A lot of people believe that, of course, one of the places that it has to happen is that local law enforcement. They need to start standing up. So there's a
well, that's why the globalists have been federalizing their training and everything else and turning them into attack dogs. Then it's game over. We need to take our cities and counties back and sheriffs back now and stop stepping and fetching when we see government. We tell them, you work for us,
this
not the Chinese government.
This guy who's a sheriff here, I just found out, he is not up for re-election. He is standing down. So he's doing his he's doing the bidding of the feds, I guess, so he's going to get some kind of nice, cushy position when he retires from here. Because I think if he were to stay any longer than this fall's election, he would probably be recalled, and rightfully so.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. David Knight, just carry on, cover whatever you think. If we get more funds and stuff, we'll get even more reporters. We'd have two teams out there, but... all of our reporters are doing just a fabulous job, and the people that showed up out there, I'm told it's in 300, 400 folks now at any one time out there. The numbers are just growing. You know, a lot of people live in Vegas. They should all go out there this weekend to see tyranny firsthand, to see the enemy, to see the BLM run by Harry Reid's former chief of staff, openly stealing property, openly taking police dogs at women, trying to scare them. I mean, I'll be honest, folks, I didn't go out there because I'm so busy, but also not because I'm scared. I can't be around this anymore. I mean, I just cannot be around guys that literally want to menace women and children with police dogs who work for Chinese generals. I just can't do it. I just can't be around it. How are you handling seeing these BLM people and their crazed looks in their eyes when they see an American? It's like they were trained from birth to destroy us.
Well, that accurately sums it up, Alex. These just hired thugs who brutalize women for the Chinese, so that we can hand over our assets to the Chinese, so that we can hand over all of our rights to the government. It's really horrible. Like, I just showed you the board that they put up of what they've been doing to his family members. And, of course, there are other people here who are demonstrators and supporters. Some of them got that kind of treatment last night. We have to get to the point where people stand up for their rights, and part of that is educating them about what their rights are.
Well, I think this, stay there. One more second. This new development's going to blow them to hell.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Final segment in Overdrive, and the article with the Chinese government, government documents, U.S. government documents, with the BLM and Harry Reid's former chief of staff, and Harry Reid and his son, taking 125 miles corridor that begins at that ranch with the Chinese government to build a solar farm. And it's all documented, and no one has connected the dots. It goes live at InfoWars.com in T-minus 5 minutes, counting down, T-minus 5 minutes. And I was wondering, everybody was during the break going, how did you just say, run around the office saying, Harry Reid, Harry Reid? And I started thinking, I went with a lot of things. It's always about a land grab. It's always about foreign governments. That's what UNESCO and the UN is. This is what happens in Africa, Latin America. They carve up different areas. And the Chinese government is using all the money their slaves, their people are putting out to buy up the U.S. So I didn't think Chinese. I just thought foreign government. And I thought, well, who gets a piece of that? It'll be whoever runs the state. And Harry Reid runs Nevada. So I said, investigate that sloppy pig. And sure enough, he was right in the middle of it. Be like if crime was going on in New York or New Jersey and you said, well, you know, look into John Gotti. I mean, there's like hijackings of 18-wheelers. I mean, it ain't hard. I don't have a crystal ball here. I just have all this data, and then my brain can't even collate it all. And it just goes, Harry Reid, enemy. And I call Watson. I said, it'll be him. I'm busy writing other articles, but I will look into it. And they heard me running around, so Kit Daniels did. I'm not tooting my horn. It's just crazy because I just know these crooks, folks. I eat, drink, and sleep these pieces. I want to say something. I really just want to use the proper English language. You know, I had family in England pre-Norman, and the S word is not really a cuss word, folks. And in fact, it's an insult to shite to even say that Harry Reid's a piece of that. So, excuse me, I'm going to stop right now. Closing comments. I see you got some folks there with you, David Knight. You got 3-4 minutes. Take us out of here. Go ahead.
Alex, you knew that Harry Reid was up to this in some way because you've seen this at the local level. You've talked before about how you've seen local governments try to use zoning, just coming around and declaring people in violation of codes and start accumulating fines on them on a daily basis until they can confiscate that property. At the local level, the corruption is with real estate and the people who get elected there. I've seen it in Tampa when I was younger. There was Sandy Friedman. They called her Sandlot Friedman because she condemned so many homes. They use code enforcement. And that's what's happening here, only on a much bigger federal, international scale. It's nothing but the same little racket that these crooks run when they're at the city level. Now when they get to the national level, the state level, the international level, it's the same scam. They just use different justifications, slightly different justifications.
I saw a lot of scrambling around going on, saw some oath keepers. When are we having that press conference with, you got Chuck Baldwin's going to be there. He texted me this morning. There's going to be Stuart Rhodes, a bunch of people.
Yeah, I've heard varying reports about when people are going to get here. We've got Sheriff Mack is going to be coming. Stuart Rhodes is going to be coming. That's the first I've heard about Chuck Baldwin coming. I was told yesterday that some of them are already here, but then I've been told they're going to get here today or they're going to be here tomorrow. But there are people that are coming, and we also have some out-of-state reps who are going to be coming and some state reps in different states.
I want to hear from Rand Paul and Ted Cruz on this right now.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, this could bring down Harry Reid, the article that's going live in mere seconds at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We're going to tweet it out at Real Alex Jones. Folks, maximum effort to expose this. It is now live. Okay, we'll put the question mark behind it then and refresh it, and let's get it up. I'll give people the headline. Because just like I pop champagne whenever the Copenhagen documents came out that blew up in ClimateGate as a total fraud, and I told you that would devastate their global carbon tax. Now it's almost irreparable. This almost calls for champagne. If this breaks today and gets big, I will have, only done this once in 19 years on air, I will have a glass of champagne tomorrow on the radio and TV. This is a Death Star-level destruction event, okay? We may be able to literally annihilate Harry Reid, the arch criminal with Eric Holder. They're all on the rocks. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Just pray for their absolute annihilation in hell. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, you can open a glass of champagne. I don't drink champagne, so maybe I can take a bottle and smack it against one of these poles up here in celebration of what am I going to say?
I don't drink that much either, but the whole point is that this is an absolute Death Star-level event. Hey, can we put this back up on screen? I'll read people the headline. Breaking, Senator Harry Reid behind BLM land grab of Bundy Ranch. Personally, to make money, that smiling, look at that piece of trash. BLM attempted cover-up of Senator Reid, Chinese government takeover of ranch for solar farm. David Knight, I just want to say great job, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. Great job doing the research. It's always the usual suspects, but now you guys have got the smoking gun on it.
Yeah. Oh. People get excited when they win the Super Bowl, folks. You know, their team does. I get excited when we are literally... I'm sorry, folks. Help us. Nightly News. I'll be on the Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock. Back tomorrow. Pray for us. Pray for America. Thanks for all your support. Great job, crew.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Here are some of the headlines concerning the ongoing crisis and standoff in Nevada. The feds are calling it an emergency. A BLM action in Nevada is unconstitutional. Hurt Nemo breaks down a report on Section 8, Clause 17 of the Constitution out of Article 1. We've also got county commissioner says Bundy supporters better have funeral plans. That's a Democrat in response to people who've had 140-plus years of the grazing rights to the property. They just tell them the answer is death. You know, the answer is they better be ready to die. Meanwhile, Republican commissioners and the state legislatures are calling it the new Tiananmen Square. They attacked more people yesterday, more attacks, more tasers, more women attacked. That's just some of the news. BLM, feds assault more protesters as First Amendment area taken down. That's all up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The right-hand side of Drudge also is covering it in great detail. And I'm told a bunch of armed militia has shown up, and I'm all for the militia. And I'm sure this is probably a nice militia. I have been made aware of some folks in and around the area that have been well identified previously as troublesome. And I would just say that just because someone says they're in the militia does not necessarily mean that it's not a federal provocateur arm. And again, I'm not talking about any of the specific players here. I'm just saying that if I was the feds, I would insert provocateurs into it as propaganda to then be able to demonize the larger land rights movement. And I'm not saying that's happening here, but certainly folks need to be watchful for those type of activities. But several militias have shown up in the area, and I'm sure they're great. I support the militia under the Second Amendment, the people to be armed, and I think folks that go there for self-defense should be armed. I do not think that anyone should start something offensively with the BLM. When they taser women, when they body slam women, when they attack people for the First Amendment, they lose, and Congress, the Senate, the state is all turning against the feds right now. And quite frankly, if people follow Mahatma Gandhi, we would hope that the BLM would actually club people in the head on camera, and that would destroy them and reverse their entire land grab movement. If a firefight breaks out, well, then that might be the shot heard around the world, and we're into the Civil War Obama wants to play Lincoln and the guy on the white horse saving everybody. And then they're going to start race wars and all other forms of division in this country. I want to avert that, folks. Homeland Security's lined up for a race war, lined up for a takeover. The whole pump's primed so the Attorney General can commit any crime he wants. And if you criticize him, you're a racist, as we just played earlier. Now, we're joined for the next 10 minutes, and I'll get into all the huge news from Senator Sessions and others, Sebelius resigning. They're from the town and the county bordering Arizona. They're in Nevada. Here's CBS News. Expect to see a band of soldiers. Militia members arrive at Nevada Ranch. County commissioner says Bundy supporters better have funeral plans. Militias mobilizing to support embattled Clark County rancher in clash with federal rangers. And again, if they're real militia, which I bet they are, I think they're heroes. I just hope they conduct themselves like the men at Bunker Hill. Okay, don't fire first, but if they mean to have a war, then it'll start here. If that's the way it is, that's the way it is. But I just don't want to see us pull the trigger first. Let's go now to Cliven Bundy. Sir, thank you for talking to us. I know you're relaying messages to him there. Get an update from him. What he thinks about the militias, new attacks on citizens. Is Cliven Bundy concerned about physical clashes? And then I want him to have the floor to talk about any new developments.
Mr. Bundy, Alex wants to know if you're concerned about militias here and any clashes. What's your attitude about people showing up here?
I'm not concerned about people showing up here. I actually welcome them. We need numbers. We need people of America to show up here and exercise their rights. I am not telling anybody to come, and I'm not telling anybody anything what they're supposed to do, except the governor and the sheriff of Clark County. I'll tell them what they ought to be doing.
What would you tell them to do?
Well, I'd tell the governor, I'd say, hey, you back up Nevada law, and you take care of your brand inspector, the Department of Agriculture. They're supposed to be protecting my property, not destroying them, not signing my name on the bottom of brand certificates.
And you have recovered a couple of more head of cattle today, haven't you? Some people from out of state came in and got some back for you, didn't they?
Yes, we've got cowboys here on the ranch, and they're ranching. They're putting cattle in here. We're working them, branding them, and doing what we normally do. We'll wean some cattle and probably sell some cattle. And then we're going to continue to have a ranch operation going on, and the rest of you can join in and enjoy it.
And I think that's one of the key things, isn't it, is that you're concerned that the sheriff, as well as the governor, are not doing what they could do to de-escalate this and to really do their jobs to enforce the law. They have the law enforcement authority here, not the BLM. I've never seen the BLM even on any ballots to see if I agree with any of their policies.
You know, the Constitution is a supreme law of the land. If you read the Constitution, it don't say anything about the United States Army being here dealing with my private property or your citizen rights and access to your public lands. If I was the governor of the United States, or not the governor of the state of Nevada, I'd tell these people, get out of my state. Get your army out of my state. You have no jurisdiction or authority here.
That's right. And there's nothing in the Constitution either about endangered species. Essentially, the Tenth Amendment says if they don't specifically mention it, then the federal government doesn't have authority to do that. If people want to do something about endangered species, that really should happen at the state or local level, shouldn't it?
Well, it should be. Our custom and culture, our lifestyle is here. But you know how the United States get involved with endangered species through the treaty acts with other countries. This tortoise was bought out of a pet store in Las Vegas, it would probably come under the Endangered Species Act. In other words, it's a commerce between two countries. But what about this desert tortoise that never crossed into Mexico or even crossed the state line? It's here in Nevada, been here in Nevada. The Endangered Species
Red Herring
Act is not involved.
David, I want to...
It don't qualify.
Sure.
Yes, go ahead, Alex.
Just ask the rancher at the center of this, if he just joined us out in Nevada, Mr. Bundy. Ask him to recap what's happened since we talked to him yesterday. More videos, more assaults. You guys got video of that. More feds arriving. The feds have now brought more BLM out of Arizona in, calling it an emergency. David, get him to give us a report on the latest developments.
We hear reports that they brought in more BLM out of Arizona, calling it an emergency. Last night, we had a couple of people get tasered and beat up and detained for a while and then released. What have you heard about what's going on today?
Well, I know BLM had a gathering of my cattle with the helicopters and armed forces around the Lake Mead area. I had some cattle on the west side of Lake Mead, and they were gathering those cattle. The protesters went down while I was trying to load those cattle and protested. Evidently, there was, I don't know what really happened, but there was at least three people arrested. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what ever happened to those people, whether they're in their jails or whether they turned them loose. I don't know.
Well, we went down. There were three people together. They essentially detained. They didn't officially arrest two of them for quite some time, but they roughed them up pretty good.
Are the feds acting more imperious and arrogant and aggressive now, or have they backed down? I mean, what is
your sense? What is
the bearing of it?
Are getting more aggressive or backing down or staying the same?
Well, I can tell you, they backed down around this protest area and around the ranch headquarters. I don't see their presence. Their snipers and stuff are off the hills. They still have surveillance cameras out. I know that. So our presence around here, we the people have come and the protesters, they have really made me feel a lot better about America right here. But they're still doing their dirty work at distance places on my ranch. Like yesterday, they were around Long Lake Mead area, Overton Beach. They were still taking my cattle. And when the protesters found that out, they moved into that area. And, of course, some got hassled.
We got some pictures yesterday from one of your sons. I was here and as they came in. He had some pictures of some snipers, I think, somewhere. Where was that taken?
Those snipers have been all the way around my ranch. I don't know for sure exactly what pictures, but I've seen pictures where we see the snipers on top of the hills.
Yes,
that's when they assaulted his son, is when he got the photos of the paramilitary forces waging war on us.
Yeah, everybody has said that, and when we were down just at the protest area, they had some very close views, and they said they had some guys training rifles on them from up there just at that short range. But I haven't seen any since I've been here because the demonstrators have pretty much scared them all off.
That's right. Can we talk about what the legislator said when he's done?
Hang on a second. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Alex.
No, just questions. Ask him about the legislators, what he thought about what they said, what he thinks about U.S. senators and people saying this looks like tyranny, looks like Tiananmen Square. You know, get him to talk about that and then them destroying the water pipes and 100-year-old water cisterns that the cows and wildlife are living out there that humans have improved.
Alex wanted me to ask you about the encounter last night with a couple of state legislators. That got kind of contentious. What do you think about their approach so far and also about these water cisterns and that they destroyed the other night?
Well, the politicians, you know, what can you say about them? I didn't really get involved. I stayed away because I, on purpose, you know, these protesters were getting arrested at the same time the politicians were talking. And my advice, and this is what I said to my sons and everything, I said, why in the hell don't they go down there and take care of this problem and then come back and tell us?
That's right.
And anyway, that wasn't what happened. They was making a lot of noise. And I actually left and didn't really keep up with what went on there. But that was my thing. Why don't you go solve this problem, then come back and preach to us?
That's what I said. I said on air yesterday, he didn't hear me, but you were asking the question. I said if I was the politicians, I would become statesmen. They should have marched down and said, we're the state. Stop what you're doing. Let them have their grazing rights. You're a fraud. They'd be superstars. These politicians have no instincts.
Yes, absolutely. Alex is saying they ought to march down and demand that they stop doing what they're doing. They're telling us that they don't have any authority to do that, but they do have the moral authority. They do have the soapbox to stand up for your rights.
They have a state authority.
They have a state authority.
Well, sure, they got a authority. Aren't we in a sovereign state of Nevada? These are elected officials, or wanting to be elected officials, and they do have authority. Our governor has authority to tell BLM and the federal government, you have no jurisdiction authority, you get out of here. And our county government isn't the county sheriff isn't his responsibility to protect us from people like that abuse that's been going on with these citizens? Yeah, that's his job. His job. What about those cattle that they're stealing? They were private property. My property. Why the heck don't he arrest those rustlers?
That's what I asked the lady who was there. She kind of took the approach that, we just want to de-escalate this and make sure that nothing happens. It's like, well, you're talking to the wrong people. The people here are not starting anything. It's the people who are throwing ladies to the ground, grabbing them from behind. And I said, you know, at what point does it stop? Are they allowed to rape people if they have the right uniform on?
And this is, what's the sheriff supposed to do? I mean, isn't his job to protect our lives, liberty, and property? Isn't his job to keep peace here?
Well, in fairness, the governor has come out and slammed it and said it was illegal.
Thieves? I mean, these people are thieves.
Hang on a second. Yes, go ahead, Alex.
Well, no, the governor has now come out and said that he slammed it and said it's criminal. We just showed the headline. So the governor is now saying it's criminal.
What did the governor say? I haven't seen that headline. What did the governor say is criminal?
He came out and slammed it and said that they shouldn't be seizing his cattle.
Oh, good. The governor has now said that they should not be seizing your cattle, that's criminal.
Well, I'm good. I'm happy with that. The governor's got to start standing up and acting like he's a governor of the sovereign state of Nevada. If he said that, I'm happy.
Okay. Yeah. I want him to be able to make any final points he wants to make, but my final question is, if we see him assaulting people every day, every evening it seems, is he concerned they're going to do it more and that they may push the wrong person?
Alex has one final question. He wanted to know, are you concerned that there's going to be more violence that is going to escalate since we see them continuing to do what they're doing, even after they said that they were not going to limit the First Amendment to an area? They seem to, they still hacked those fellows last night.
Yeah, that was quite interesting. The governor did make a stand the other day and told them to take down the First Amendment area signs. I noticed they didn't go down, and they are still aggressive trying to get my cattle. So at this point, I would say, the BLM is aggressive and continuing their what they think is their job to take me out of business. And the bad part of they're taking all of our rights and liberties here. This is a battle for liberty and justice, not justice, but liberty and freedom.
That's right. Any final words that you would like to? We'll give you the last word as you want to go out. Is there anything else you want to say about property rights? Clarify the fact that if they take your grazing rights or water rights, they can take anybody's property rights. Though.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, my last word would be this morning is the day starting out, let's go and fight for America, fight for our freedom, fight for our Constitution. And let's, Governor and Sheriff, get some guts and come with us as citizens and let's whip this battle. It's a battle for our freedoms and liberty across the United States. And I want to thank the for all of the prayers and all of the thoughts. I'm really grateful for that. And it is helping. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bundy. We really appreciate you taking a stand.
Yeah, tell Mr. Bundy thank you from Alex.
And Alex says thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, David and I, we're going out to break. I'm going to come back and hit other news. But Congress, Boehner, and others are starting to say that the administration's criminal and that the attorney general's criminal. And their folks are starting to resign. And this could really grow because they've done a lot more than Nixon ever did. I think it's time to go ahead and move to indict, just like John N. Mitchell, Eric Holder.
Oh, clearly it is. He's been caught doing all of the things that Nixon did, but to a far greater extent. If you remember the articles of impeachment, one of them was using the IRS against his political enemies. Another one was stonewalling Congress, refusing to provide them documents. And this has been going on for a long time. And so we have to ask, how long do we allow the federal government to break the laws before we have anybody stand up and do anything about it?
Exactly. And the country is on the verge of collapse. Cattle ranching is being announced as collapsing all over the country because they fixed the markets and are harassing small operators. I mean, we are seeing a criminal mafia takeover. The criminal instinct doesn't want to see any of us operating on our own. It wants us under a big box store controlled by an offshore bank. We are conquered by foreign banks, not by Russians, but by foreign banks. We are conquered by the Chi-Cons.
And everybody, you may not have a ranch, you may not have a business. You just may have a car and a home, and guess what? That property is registered in your state, your county. That's where you pay your taxes.
Travis County is trying to charge people I know who bought $3,000 old truck. They're trying to charge them more in taxes than the bill of sale and what Kelly Blue Book says it's worth.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's an example. The power to tax is the power to destroy.
But at least at the state level where this is all registered, we have the right to, we have the option to theoretically elect somebody else. The BLM is not on anybody's ballot.
It's a rogue UN agency under UNESCO, literally under treaty. David Knight, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Alex.
This is all under a Bill Clinton executive order. 12,000.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Jessica Armand here, creator of My Magic Mud, the all-natural teeth whitener and strengthening remedy that's getting rave reviews from GCN listeners. Here's what Austin dentist Dr. Griffin Cole has to say about it.
I really love this Magic Mud product. Because charcoal is so absorbent, it's very effective at taking off all the sticky plaque and debris that gets stuck on our teeth every day. I highly recommend My Magic Mud.
Visit MyMagicMud.com to hear the full interview with Dr. Cole. Get your jar today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts. Perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm your masters of war.
Economic war is the most ancient form of total
build
war.
The big guns.
Dominate and control and enslave populations. Slavery is economic war. It's making people dependent on you. We're going to talk about Senator Sessions and an incredible speech he gave. The full speech is up on InfoWars.com. Newsmax.com. I don't play about 3 minutes of it, where he says the president's involved in a deliberate plan to collapse U.S. law enforcement. Yes, they're collapsing everything. And you either recognize it or we fall. By the way, you either shop with local ranchers as much as you can, buy local as much as you can, go to farmers markets, homeschool as much as you can, go to private school as much as you can, or they win. You need to shop with the Patriots. That's how we fund our operation. With sponsors like MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, great storable food, super high quality, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find the specials. Great non-GMO, organic, right here in the USA. Great customer service, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. We have the sponsors, and then InfoWarsStore.com with the books, the videos, the Frogun t-shirts, the great supplements. Across the board, the Inner Health Botanicals, but also the stuff that we've developed with Dr. Group and others, the best colloidal silver out there, the best lung cleanse out there, the Super Mel Vitality, the Fluoride Shield, Nason Ionine, best out there, the Survival Shield, all of it, the great coffee. This is how we fund the operation. We need your support so we can hardcore put the info out and decompartmentalize the military and the police, and even government is listening, not just here, but worldwide. I cannot believe the governments all over the world that comes out in the news listen to us. I mean, I can't believe that governments can't figure out what's going on, but I guess they're compartmentalized. They've been so close to it. We really know the game plan. We really know how to stop the enemy. And we need your support. We don't get taxpayer money like NPR, MSNBC. Look it up. They both get taxpayer money. We're funded by you buying our products, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, later, Boehner's coming out saying it's criminal takeover with the IRS and they need to be prosecuted. Holder's freaking out because people are talking about prosecuting him, playing race guard now. It's coming down. The enemy is not invincible. They've had up on us that they're over-the-top evil, so people can't understand it or caught off guard. But once we click, it's over. Now, let's go to Senator Sessions laying it out.
Since the president took office, interior removals have been cut nearly in half. They've dropped by 44%. More than half of the ICE removals since 2009 are the border apprehensions, where they just caught them at the border and send them back. These are not interior deportations, as the statistics used to be focused on. More than half, two-thirds of all ICE removals last year were border apprehensions. So not, I said half earlier, it's really two-thirds of the numbers that they're counting as deportations and removals are really border deportations that weren't previously counted as such. 94% of the people removed last year, get this, were either apprehended at the border, which is not a true deportation, or were convicted of a crime while in the United States. Do you hear that, colleagues? 94% of the people that were removed were either people captured at the border or had committed a serious crime. And most of the rest were repeat violators or fugitives that had been out on arrested on a fugitive warrant. So 99.9% of the 12 million illegal immigrants and visa overstays without known crimes on their record, including those fleeing from authorities, did not face removal last year. Former ICE Director John Sandwich said recently, if you are a run-of-the-mill immigrant here illegally, your odds of getting deported are close to zero. It's just not going to happen.
Now, folks, we're going to come back within the next hour where he says it's a deliberate collapse. Okay, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay.
chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The Mary Lou Henner Show.